Hello, this is the Thursday evening Q&A call. Ask Coach, get started, go deeper. My name is Annika Konstantin, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is February 13th, 2020. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. This recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, www.thehealingcodes.com/forward-dashboard. Before we get started today, I want to give a disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Konstantin. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today, we are asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right, and now some technical details. If you'd like to call in today and ask a question, you have two options to do so. You may either, if you're calling in from a phone, press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand. I will then call out the last 4 digits of your phone number and then unmute your line. If you're calling in from the web call, you can also press star 2 on the keypad that you can open up, or just press the button that says raise hand. That will have the same effect. Now, if you are with us via the webcast and do not have the opportunity to ask a question orally today, you may also, of course, submit your question in written form. You should see a chat box. You can type away your question, hit submit, and I will then see that question here on my computer screen, and I can then read the question for everyone to hear. Now, before we move on to the Q&A part of today's call, we like to start our calls with doing a universal healing code together. So I would like to invite everyone right now to get comfortable. And if you have an issue that you would like to address right now, I will go with you through a few steps that could help you optimize your healing code that we're going to be doing right now. Now, if you do not want to choose an issue or you don't have anything pressing right now that comes up, feel free to also just use the healing code and do it alongside with us right now and just allow it to work on you as is best for you right now. And just pray that you may receive whatever you need at this time right now. Okay, so now for those of you who have an issue that you would like to address right now, I would like to guide you through a few steps. Now, before we get started with the actual issue, just ask yourself how strongly you rate that issue on a scale from 1 to 10, meaning how much does it bother you? 10 would be the highest it could be. 1 would be neutral, so it's not really bothering you. So what's that number to you that comes to mind right now? This doesn't have to be very specific. It's just really for you to have something to turn towards, especially after you're done with your code, to see if you need a little bit more loving on that issue or if you're good to go and you can choose perhaps a different issue that comes up. Now, a really important question to ask yourself is the following. When you think of your issue, how does that make you feel emotionally? What do you feel? Perhaps it could be fear, it could be sadness, it could be anger, low self-worth, whatever comes up for you, just allow yourself to be honest about that. Our emotions are really good indicator of what needs to be healed and what wants to be healed, what the issue is at a deeper level. So we want to invite those feelings to show themselves so we can address them very effectively today. Now, it may be that you feel something, but you're not entirely sure what it is. That's perfectly fine as well. I would just like to invite you to include that feeling and to invite that healing for that feeling, whatever that may be, and you can just address it as that. Now, when you think of that feeling that you just identified for yourself, you may go a step further even and ask yourself, when was the first time that I remember in my life where I felt this way? Meaning, for example, if you feel anxiety, for example, regarding the issue that you've chosen, you want to ask yourself, what's the earliest time ever that I can remember in my life where I felt anxiety? Now, this anxiety can be for a completely different reason. It doesn't have to be similar to what you're experiencing right now, meaning it doesn't have to be at all the same situation. We just want to see where that feeling takes us. Now, just see what comes up. Think of yourself as a child specifically and see if anything pops up that you can connect to that feeling that you are experiencing in regard to that issue. If nothing from your childhood pops up, just ask yourself, anything in my youth, perhaps my teenage years, my young adulthood, whatever comes up. If nothing comes up, that's perfectly fine as well. Now, if we do identify an earlier memory that helps, it tends to speed up the process and it tends to heal even faster if we can make that connection. Now, again, if nothing comes to mind, don't worry about it. You don't have to do a lot of digging. Just ask your heart to find those earlier memories that are connected to this issue for you and for that to heal. All right. Now, regarding what you feel when you think of that issue. Now, if you'd like, before we get started today with our code, ask yourself what would be the opposite positive feeling regarding that issue, regarding that feeling that you have identified. For example, if it's anxiety, you may invite peace into your heart right now, and you can even pray for that when you say your prayer for healing. Or if it's sadness, it may be joy or comfort or even peace. Whatever comes to mind for you, whatever resonates with you best. That would be a wonderful love picture to focus on. It could be just that feeling. It could be the word even. It could be a memory of when you felt that positive, wonderful feeling. Or it could even be something imagined. You can imagine yourself in a situation that would make you feel that way, perhaps. So whatever comes to mind, whatever your heart guides you to do right now, it's a wonderful indicator and a wonderful thing to focus on as we do this healing code together. All right, take a nice deep breath. And I'd like to give you a moment to say a prayer from your heart. I will give you about a minute. And then I'm going to be saying the prayer from the book, from the healing code book. And we're going to be starting the healing code together. I will be guiding you through each of the positions, the hand positions that we're going to be holding today together. All right. If you haven't finished praying, you may continue, of course, even while I say this prayer from the book, or you can continue also while you do the healing code right now in a second. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to state your issue or your problem would be found, open, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and just relax. You may focus on your love picture. Just pray that all these memories that you have identified, these issues, be healed for you right now at this time, and anything that's connected to it, conscious, unconscious, subconscious. And we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And relax. Focus on your love picture, or even just on relaxing on your breath. On receiving healing and opening your heart. You may even focus on your heart area physically. Just try to stay in your body in this wonderful relaxed state. We move on to both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And relax. Focus on wonderful love for you or someone that you really love. Just enjoy that wonderful feeling. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And relax. Focus on that love. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Receive that wonderful love, that wonderful healing, that peace. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And you may rest your arms. You can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. And just process this code for you. If you want, you can rate it again on a scale from 0 to 10 to see how much it bothers you. Perhaps you would like to revisit it at a later time. Or if it's down to a 0 or 1, that's wonderful. So just see what happened while you did this code. All right. Okay, everybody. So let me guide you again through a few technical details. So if you'd like to ask a question today, there are several ways how you can do that. So if you are calling in from a phone number, from a phone, you can press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand here in our instant teleseminar system. And once I see your hand, I will call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number and unmute your line so you can ask your question. Now, if you're calling in from the web call, you can also press star 2 on the keypad that you are you can open on your screen. Or you can just press the button that says raise hand. It'll have the same effect. Once you've raised your hand, you should hear a voice that said that should say raise hand, so you know that your hand was raised. If you are with us via the webcast, you also have the chance to submit your question in written form. You should see a chat box. Just type away your question and press submit, and I will then be able to see your question here on my screen and then read it for everybody to hear. So let's see if we have any questions today. There is something I'm not sure. I hope you can hear me, and because the system seems to be a little bit slow. Okay, I do see a hand that's been raised. I think this should be from someone named Trudy. I think you're calling in from the webcom. I'm going to unmute your line. Mm-hmm. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Hi, this is Trudy. Can you hear me?
Hi, Trudy. How are you? Yes, I can hear
good.
You.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm real good. My question is about using the code for someone else, for my grandson who is mm-hmm. not growing normally. And who has, he's 15 going on 16 in May, and he is not starting the puberty development either. And so I wonder if I can do the code for him without him knowing it. Will that be any good?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, Trudy. You can absolutely do the healing code for your grandson. The only thing I would perhaps consider, but it's really just a suggestion that Dr. Lloyd gives us, if we feel, or the way he handles it, if we feel that someone that we would like to include in our coding and they would have no issue with us praying for them, or if you would have no issue praying for them and you think they have nothing against that, feel free to go ahead and just do it for him. I think there should be no issue. Now, if you suspect that perhaps he may have an issue with that, I would just go ahead and ask if he's okay with that, just to make sure you have his permission. But I think it should be, I mean, it's an offer of love, really. That's what it is. So I really do think there should be no issue. But perhaps you would like to consider that.
Thanks. I think there might be an issue with his parents, maybe. But would it be important to clear it with them, do you think, or...
Well, I think, I mean, he's not fully an adult yet, right? So perhaps you would like to speak with him first and see if he would have an issue. And, I mean, you have a bond with him. You have a relationship with him.
Right.
And if he's okay with it, I think that's what I would be concerned about first and foremost. But it's all about how you feel. If you feel that, for example, if you would pray for him and he has no issue with that, I think it's no issue whatsoever. But, Dr. Lloyd says everybody handles it a little bit differently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And so should I do the code three times a day to make it, be effective? Or if I did it once a day, you really should do it three times a day?
Yeah, so it's really up to you again how much how much spare time you have to invest in him, basically, and in doing the healing code. Now, three times would be wonderful. That would be absolutely perfect, in my opinion. Do you use the universal healing code, or do you even have perhaps the manual? What do you work with?
Well, I use the healing code. I have the universal healing code, but years ago I do have the manual too. I feel so bad that we discovered your code several years ago when my husband had prostate cancer, and he believed in it, but we didn't do it long enough or regularly enough. You know, we didn't really commit to it. And I just feel that we missed certainly an opportunity, because he has passed away now. And I just feel like I should use this when something that really worries me, you know.
Trudy, I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so sorry for your loss first of all, and Trudy, if you do have the manual, I would highly recommend using the healing codes from the manual. I mean, the universal healing code is wonderful. You can use it for anything, especially if you're you have like an everyday life thing coming up that bothers you. That's wonderful. But if you want to go a little bit more in depth, I would suggest using the codes from the manual. And for your grandson, you can just go through all the 12 categories. Use one category per day. That's how you would like to start that. And I don't know if you remember, but each category comes with two healing codes. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a suggestion in the manual. It will tell you the suggested time per day, how many times you should work with each code. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, I would say three times per day is wonderful. So just do what you can without overwhelming yourself. And you can either just work with the first healing code that you see in your list, or you can also, of course, rotate between both healing codes. For example, you could do the first code in the morning, the second code during lunch time, and then the first code again during the evening time, for example. Just an example. But I think that would be really wonderful if you could do that for your grandson.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Well, and so that would be focusing on growth then? Would that be what I look at, what the code would be for growth? Or should I just go through the 12 categories? That would kind of what you're saying.
Well, my suggestion
you're breaking up, but I really appreciate what you've said.
So you know that probably remember that the healing code is not the physical.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.